Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Lamed Tes, as we get into continuation of Bishul issues here in the third parak of Maseches Shabbos. Says the Mishnah on Lamed Ches, Amud Beis, towards the bottom. Einostin beitza betzad hamecham bishul shetizgalgel. So we have been talking about Bishul Drabanan so far, as we spoke about Shehiyah, and yesterday's daf, we spoke all about Hachzara, the five conditions that are needed, the Shulchan Aruch quotes in Reish and Gimel, for returning something to a fire on Shabbos. What are the five conditions? The three that are not negotiable, and the two that are negotiable b'di'evad, if one is missing one or two of them. That was in terms of Bishul Durabanan. Then we went into, what about Bishul Durabanan with ovens that are hotter than the ones we had been talking about, tanurim, and we spoke about, what about our ovens, bizman hazeh, does it have the status of a kira, does it have the status of a tanur, and now we get into a little bit of bishul de'oraisa now. Bishul de'oraisa, it all still has to do with preparing foods, but bishul de'oraisa is what is spoken about right now in the next mishnah. The next couple of daf, we have discussions of principles of bishul de'oraisa. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow's daf, we'll discuss kli rishon and kli sheni and other issues that have come up along the way. But today we have einostin beitza betzad hamecham b'shul shetizgalgel. One is not allowed to put an egg next to an urn, hamecham b'shul shetizgalgel, in order that it becomes a little roasted, a little cooked. So again, here we're not talking about Durabanan, we're talking about D'oraisa. What's the Chiddush of the Mishnah? As we'll see, that one is not chayav for Bishul only for cooking in fire on Shabbos, but something that was cooked or heated by the fire. That also could be Bishul D'oraisa. If I cook an item that was cooked by fire. Like here, the urn is not fire itself. It was cooked by the fire underneath it, and now I'm cooking the egg next to the urn from the urn's heat. That's also Bishul D'oraisa. That's called toldos or, an offshoot, a product of the or. That also is Bishul D'oraisa. It doesn't matter how many stages. If something ultimately gets cooked, once in the Bishul Durabanan discussions, so we know, as long as there are certain types of hefsekim, there's a covered fire, there's a pot on top of a pot, all the different stages, if it's further away, it becomes mutter. Bishul d'oraisa doesn't matter how many steps away it is. If I cook it, even if it's three stages away from the original source. So, one is not allowed to put an egg next to a mecham, bishvil shetizgalgel, in order that it becomes a little roasted. V'lo yafgi'ena bisudarin. Also, I'm not allowed to break it and put it onto a sudar, a handkerchief. So this is the next chiddush. Here we're talking about a handkerchief that was cooked in the sun. So as we'll see, this, the Gemara is going to tell us, is Bishul Durabanan. The first line of the Mishnah was Bishul D'oraisa, cooking in toldos eish. But here, the next line is toldos shemesh, cooking in something that was heated by the sun. As we'll see, we paskin, that is an Isser Durabanan, cooking in a toldos shemesh. That's below yefkiyeta besudarin. For Reb Yossi matir, Reb Yossi doesn't think that's a problem. He matirs toldos shemesh. Not only is it mutter to cook in the sun, as we'll see, Bezer Shem in the Gemara, but also cooking in something that was cooked by the sun. That is the shita of Reb Yossi. V'lo yatzminena b'chol u'ba'avak drachim b'shvul shatitzaleh. One is not allowed to hide the item that you want to cook, the egg, in sand or in dirt, so that it gets roasted. Again, that's an example of toldos shemesh, the sand that was cooked by the sun. So why doesn't Reb Yossi mati here too? We'll have to see. The Gemara will talk about it. If Reb Yossi matters all toldos shemesh, if that's really a machlokas tanoim, what does he matter in the second case? We will see. Continuing, Maisa sha'asu anshei Tveria. There was a story with the anshei Tveria. Vehevio silon shol tzonin l'toch ama shel chamin. What did they do before Shabbos? They set up a system to bring a pipe of cold water that goes through the hot springs. The Chamei Tveria, going through the hot springs of Tveria, and it came out on the other side. So Rov Rishonim, Rashi here, and others seem to assume that the point that these people wanted to get, they wanted to get some warm water. They wanted it to be Tovel, and they wanted to get some warm water into their hot springs, or they wanted to get some fresh water, or some nicer water, whatever it is, but warm was the key. So they set up a system of a pipe of cold water that gets heated by the hot water which it goes through on Shabbos. Pashtas, that is toldos shemesh. Pashtas, we'll see in the Gemara if that's true. Toldos shemesh, it's heated, the hot springs are heated by the sun. And memela, they have themselves warm water on Shabbos. It empties into cold water, which ultimately gets warmed up by the warm water that is going in. There is a some Rishon, the Ramban and others have an opposite kind of approach that they were trying to, there was boiling water and they were trying to cool off the water a little bit with the, with this contraption that they, with the system that they made. But we're gonna go with Rashi's Pshat and Rov Rishonim that the issue is the heating of the water that is going through the, going through the pipe. So they set up this Silas Shotsonim, Lotok Amma Shochamin, Amru Lahem Chachamim. So the Chachamim said to the people of Tveria, again, remember that's where all the rabbis were. After Churban Abayis, they went to Yavne, and then after Yavne, most of the Torah centers in Eretz Yisrael were up north, in Tzipori, in Tveria, in the other Usha, all the different places that were up north, that's where the Torah centers were. So Amru Lahem Chachamim, so Chachamim said to the Anshei Tveria, in Bishabis, Kechamin Shehuchmu Bishabis. If this is a situation of Shabbos, that they set this up and the water got heated on Shabbos, so it's like water that was actually heated on Shabbos. V'asurin berechitzu b'shtiya. And it's asur to wash with or to drink. And if you do a malacha with the water, with ready cook water on Shabbos, that is asur to get benefit from. That was the discussion of yesterday's daf. Right on daf lamed ches amud aleph. We spoke about what happens on Mavashel b'Shabbos. Shogeg Yochel, we spoke all about the difference, differences between Daraisa, Darabanan, Shogeg Mazid, all the differences that were discussed on amud aleph yesterday. So says the Mishnah, the Chachamim told the Anshei Tveria, if this was set up and it was heated on Shabbos, then you have to treat it as if water was actually cooked on Shabbos. V'im b'yantif, and it was on Yantif, kecham en shuchmu b'yantif, so then you have to treat it like water that was heated on Yantif, v'asurin b'rechitza, and it's also to use that to wash with. We'll talk about this in the Gemara, umtar b'shtia. But on Yantif, you're allowed to cook food or drink for cook and for eating, so therefore, one is allowed to do this. We'll have to see. Don't we hold like Beis Hillel? Beis Hillel holds to the principle of mitoch in Maseches Beitza. If you're allowed to cook something for Tzorech Ochel Nefesh, you're allowed to cook something for Shalola Tzorech Ochel Nefesh. Don't we say that here? Or did you not have anything in mind here? Right. So we'll have to talk about that, Hashem, in the Gemara. Okay. So the question is, what is this last story in the Gemara? So the Gemara is going to discuss, is this an argument against Rabbi Yossi? Would Rabbi Yossi agree in this case? Because earlier in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi seemed to matir toldo shemesh, something that was heated by the sun. So what does he do with the next few lines of the Mishnah? The Mishnah does not quote Rabbi Yossi's shita. Good. Tosfos here discusses the actual Isser as well of what did they do wrong by setting up this system. Rashi doesn't just says they set up, sounds like from Rashi that they heated the water. Tosfos says, Mi ba'od yom, heavy you, kedimish b'kodris, ve'ein shum Isser klal b'hava'a. There's no Isser in the setting up. In the setting up, there was no the problem. Kedetani b'ver kama, poschem mayim legina, umismalis v'olechas kol ha'shabes kula. You're allowed to open up water beforehand. Why this is? This is Shvisas Kalim, Tosfos says. What? You're setting up a kli. Your pot is going to be cooked beforehand. You're not putting something on an open fire, on a closed fire, right? So what's the issue here, says Tosfos? Right? It's like, we discussed this then, putting on your sprinkler before Shabbos, right? A malach is going to be done by your Kalim. And it's unless it's loud, as we spoke about Avshamilsa, so what's the problem, says Tosfos? So why is there an issue? V'yasru berachitza, gezeira shemeya'arvein b'Shabbos. The issue is because you might come to do it on Shabbos. You might come to set up the system on Shabbos, and then that would be a problem because that's cooking the water. And then he says, if you want to say that there were holes in it, the Gemara says maybe this is an issue of hatmana, of insulating, as we'll talk about in the next parak. But those discuss exactly what the issue is. Okay, either way, that's the Mishnah. Ah, he says told us or. He's alluding to the fact that it's not so clear that this is all the Shemesh. The Gemara is going to explain that it's really a machlokas, whether you consider hot springs heated by the sun or from underneath. Or from the fires in the middle of the earth, as we'll see. Okay, Iboy Lahu, Gilgal Mai. So the Gemara says, Gilgal. Lightly roasted, what is the din? What's the question here? What the Gemara is asking, what the Mishnah said. Well, you can't heat up the egg, Bishol Shet Eskalgal. So the Shita Laran here says, the Pasha's question is that you only heated it a little bit. His galgel doesn't mean to cook it totally. So the Gemara is asking, what is the potential that we're talking about here if you're only cooking the egg a little bit, enough to like roll in a certain way? Does that hit the line of Bishul Daraisa? And the Gemara answers yes. Amar of Yosef Gilgal Chayev Chatas. What we're talking about is an issue of a Daraisa here. issue of a daraisa. If you look in the Ran here asks, there's a different emphasis. That is not a question of, oh, you only cooked it a little bit, but this is toldos or. Is that going to be in the world of Darabanan or even on a Daraisa level? That's the question. And the Gemara answers, yes, on the Daraisa level. As we already said, that not only cooking in the fire, but cooking in something that was heated by the fire. Good. Amara Mar Bered Ravina, Af Ananami Tanido. We also learned in a Mishnah later on, you see the Mishnah from Kuf Mem Hei, Kol Sheba Bachamin. It's in 106 days, that Mishnah. Bezos Hashem. Kol Sheba Bachamin Milafnei HaShabbos, anything that comes into hot water, for our purposes, we could call that cooked. Anything that was cooked before Shabbos, Shor no so Bachamin b'Shabbos, you're allowed to soak it in hot water again on Shabbos. This is the principle of Ein Bishel Achar Bishel. That's this Mishnah. This is the source for that. Once something was cooked before Shabbos, so then you're allowed to cook it in hot water on Shabbos. V'chol shelo b'chamin milavnei Shabbos. If something was not cooked before Shabbos, madichin osa b'chamin b'Shabbos. You're allowed to just sprinkle it with a couple of drops of hot water, maybe to get the chill out, but you're not allowed to cook it. So if it wasn't cooked before Shabbos, then obviously it's subject to cooking. Chutz, except for, there are certain items, even if they were not cooked before Shabbos, you're still not allowed to just sprinkle them. Because some items, even just sprinkling hot water, is enough to make them considered cooked. What's called kalei bishel. Items that cook very easily. What are they? Chutz, min hami amaliach hayashan, old salted item, the kulya, so espanin, a certain type of fish, shahadachasan zui gemar malachtan, shmamina. That their hadacha, their sprinkling water on them, is even that is nechshav gemar malacha for them, and it would be a problem to do that on Shabbos. Shmamina, so what do you see from, what do you see from the shmamina? So we wanted to prove that even doing something a little bit could be nechshav cooking it. So Gilgal, this works like the Shita L'Ran's pshat, that even just doing a little bit of an action onto an item, putting it next to a mecham for a little bit, or just sprinkling hot water on it, that already can make you chayiv e-chatas. Pashtas is that we're talking about bishul here. There is a difficult Shita in the Yerushalmi and others, the Bir Halacha quotes it. When this Halacha is quoted. Now in Shin Yud Ches, we have just switched. Reishon Gimel, Reishon Dalet, those Simanim, that's talking about Erev Shabbos. That's Shehiyah, Achzar, all these Sirud Rabbanim before Shabbos. But the Simon about Bishul B'Shabbos, Daraisa, on Shabbos is Shin Yud Ches. Right here. Get jam-packed. Shin Yud Ches is Bishul, Shin Yud Ches is Borer, right, all of that. So Shin Yud Ches quotes this Mishnah, that Ein Bishul Achar Bishul, and the Bir Halacha there quotes that if you look at this language of the Gemara very closely, what did the Gemara say? Shatachasan Zuhi Gemar Malachtan. That lashon doesn't usually mean bishul. Gemar malacha usually goes with malacha number 38, makeh bepatish, right? The final hammer blow. That's usually you get gemar malachton. So there are some rishonim that say that's what happens by the kali bishul when you do the sprinkling. It's not bishul. It's just gemar malacha. It's makeh bepatish. And the Bir Halacha doesn't like it. He says nobody else holds of this. There are some that quote this idea. He says. He quotes this here in Dibur Hamaschel Hadachasan. He quotes here Uvarisi Beprima Gadim Shorotz Lachadish Davar to Mishum Shein Yachol Leachol Klab Liadacha Chiyuva Hu Mishum Makib Patish. And the Levush quotes it. Avol Beemes Olidin Here Davar Zet Klau the Kvar Tasa Tafasila Beli Araba the Rashi Veraba Mavur Lahedya the Chiyuva Mishum Bishul. Right, we're going to have to talk about Makib Patish because really, what is Makib Patish? You complete something. Really, many malachos seem to be, if we think about it conceptually, they could be Makib Patish. So you cook something. Why aren't you also Chayver Makib Patish? You cooked it and you finished it off. You built something. Right? You opened something. So it's all, you wrote something. So it's all Makib Patish. You all, completed a job. So we'll have to talk about that. That according to some Rishonim, it seems to be, again, this is for later on. We'll get to this in the Ayins, Ayin Dal and Ayin Hey, that Makib Patish only applies where another malacha does not apply. Makib Patish is only chal when there's no other malacha going on. You finish a book, right? You write the last two words of a book. Is that kosev or is that Makib Patish? Right? So it could be that Makib Patish only applies when there's no other malacha, right? It fills the gap. But that is, that's an important discussion. But here's the lashon of Hadachasan Zuhi Gemar Malachtan. A couple of points relating to Bishul Daraisa once we're on the subject. First of all, a machlokas we mentioned in the past, at least twice already in the Masechta, and that is the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba. How do you understand this Mishnah? It says anything that came in hot water before Shabbos is no bishul. What does that mean, came in hot water? So the Rashba says that means machlo ben drusoy. Rashba says as long as that is edible, then there's no bishul d'oraisa that is shayach to it. That is the shita of the Rashba. Tosfos here says like the Rambam. Tosfos says no. Kol shabah b'chamin meads, Tosfos. Kol shabah pirish, shen is bashel legamrei. Tosfos says, fully cooked. If it's not fully cooked yet, it's still subject to bishul d'oraisa. So Tosfos here holds like the Rambam, that there is still bishul d'oraisa after machlo ben drusoy, up until the time that it is fully cooked. So that is an important Tosfos relating to the Rashba and the Rambam. Just, I think we mentioned it last time already, but there is, once we talk about Bishol Acha Bishol, so it's here, so it's going to come up again in a couple of a hundred blot, so I'll mention it now, and that is, there is a difference between solids and liquids when it comes to Bishol Acha Bishol. There is a difference between solids and liquids. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Shin Yud Ches Sif Dalid, Tavshol Shon Esbashol Kol Tzarcho, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishol Im Nitztanein. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a tavshel that was fully cooked, there is still bishul shayach to it if it is cold. If it got cold, that's the Shulchan Aruch. Vim lo nisbashel kol tzarcho, afilu nisbashel kamacho ben drusai, shayach bo bishul, afilu bo deroseach. If it's not fully cooked yet, even if it's still boiling hot. So it works both ways. If it's fully cooked and it's cold, there's bishul acha bishul, says the Shulchan Aruch. Until we didn't finish the sentence yet. If it's not fully cooked, even if it's still boiling hot, right, still you stubbish a bishul. Vahani mili sheish bo bishul achar bishul b'tavshul sheyesh bo marak. Yesh bishul achar bishul by liquids, says the Shulchan Aruch. Aval davar shenispashul kfar v'hu yavesh mutar l'shroso v'chamin b'shabbos. But if it's dry, that's what we say, ein bishul achar bishul. That is the shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the Sfarda custom. Ein bishul achar bishul by yavesh. But yesh bishul acha bishul by lach, if it is cold. There is a shita of the Rambam, which some teimanim follow, and that is, ein bishul acha bishul, even balach. You could take out a cold pot of chicken soup and put it on a fire, getting out of the issues of shihi and achzara, however you heat it up, assuming that you put it on a pot, on top of a pot, whatever it is. So some teimanim hold like the Rambam. It's not the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, yesh bishul acha bishul balach. It's not all Sfardim. Right, or whichever Sfardim Paskin, like that Rambam, so that's where they could say Ein Bishul Acha Bishul Afilu Balach. But both the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah say that there is Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul by Lach, but Ein Bishul Acha Bishul by Yavesh. That is the Shulchan Aruch. But the Ramah later on has another Chumrah that in Shin Yuches Sif Tezvav. Shin Yuches Sif Tezvav, he adds in the Chumrah, and that is, if, Sif Tezvav, let me find the last line, he says, V'nagu lo hakel bazeh, im lo nitztanein legamrei. The Ramah quotes, even by Yavesh, if it's cooled off totally, so then there is Bishul Acha Bishul. So the Ramah adds an extra Chumrah. You read the Shulchan Aruch, there's ein Bishul Acha Bishul by Yavesh, period. But the Ramah is extra machmir that if it is nitztanein legamrei, so it could be that it is a question how to understand that Ramah. We'll get back to it, Beis Hashem, a little bit later. But this is the Iker Adin, Ein Bishul Acha Bishul B'Lach, and Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul B'Lach, and Ein Bishul Acha Bishul by Yavish. How do you define Lach and Yavish? How do you define that? Right, what if you have some chicken with a little gravy on it? Right, so how do you define that? So the Poskim seem to say that even if something is wet, it's still called Yavish. Still called Yavish. If I have some meat, and I'm going to put the meat into tinfoil, and I'm going to put the tinfoil on top of my chalan pot. So that's okay. That's called Kedera Agave Kedera. So I'm allowed to do that. Shabbos morning, I can take cold meat and put it and wrap it up a tinfoil and put it on top of my chalan pot. But what happens by the time that it heats up, so it's going to be a little wet. It's going to be a little wet. So is that lach? And then I have to be worried about Yesh Bishul Acha Bishul. You know, I didn't explain that Ramah fully earlier, so just don't paskin from that Ramah earlier. There's a lot more to say about that Ramah. Let's just talk about this case. If I'm going to put it onto the top of the crock pot, so it's going to get wet afterwards. So the poskim seem to say, even if it's a little wet, that's still called Yavish. Only if it's going to be sitting in a puddle. If it's going to really be sitting in a puddle of gravy, so that's going to be a problem. That's going to be called Lach. That's going to be called a how do you determine? So Rav Shechter says, based on other earlier poskim, you go by room temperature. Room temperature. Let's say something is congealed in the fridge. It's congealed. And when you cook it, when you heat it up, it's going to become liquid. So he says that's okay. That's considered yavish. But ice cubes, right? If it would get liquid if it's room temperature, but you just, it's just from the fridge, right? It's going to get liquid, but you put it on the fridge. That's called lach. What would it be at room temperature? That's how he holds and other posts can determine. That's how you determine lach and yavish. It doesn't have to be dry. It just has to be dry in room temperature. Again, that's a big discussion. And lach versus yavish. Good. Misvara, what's the difference between lach and yavish? Why would there be a difference in svara? So it's bistavra. By yavish, once I cook a piece of chicken, so I take it out of the fridge. Now it's still chicken. It's just cold chicken. So it's cooked already. It doesn't change just because it's cooled off. Lach, it could be a serious issue. What, it's cold soup? It might lose its status of soup. Nobody eats that because it's cold. Not everybody agrees to that. Like we said, the Rambam holds, ain bishlach habishl, even balach, it's cold soup. There's no difference. But according to a wheat paskin, by liquid, as we already said last week, it goes more by temperature than by edibility. So once the temperature goes down, so it could be that it's already subject to bishl again by lach. So we'll talk more about the Ramah by Adavar Lach in the future, but we're not going to focus on it right now. Okay, just one more. The big discussion is, what if you take a second cup of tea? A second cup of tea, sugya. Right, I take a cup of tea, so wonderful. I use a cliche, and we'll get to tomorrow, B'l Hashem, and I want a second cup of tea. How dry do I have to make sure my cup is when I fill up when I get the hot water back in there? Because after all, there are a couple of drops left in the bottom. Do I have to make myself crazy? Do I have to stick a towel in there and try to dry it out? Because that might be a chumra das in the day kula. Why? Because there's an issue of dash and schita with the towel sticking it into the cup. So I might be worried so much about bishul and not worried about the dash. So the poskim say, again, well, maybe we'll see it inside in one of the dafi in shir. The poskim say that it's not that you washed out the cup, but it's from the first cup of tea. So what's left in there was just cooked. So there already, Mela, it's so small, and you don't really care about it. So, no, lo nichale, it's the Moshe Rabbanan, so don't worry about it. Then you can say, ain bishalach ha-bishal balach. You know, there are some shitas like that. Is it nistani lagamre? Is it totally cold? But if it's because you washed out the cup, so that water in there is totally cold. So that one has to be more careful about. Because if it's just cold water from the sink, in the cup in the first place, because that was never cooked yet. Good. Again, there's a lot more, but we'll continue. And again, like I said, that Ramah, I didn't go through fully, so please don't get any emails about the Ramah doesn't really say that. Okay, so please take it away. Okay, delete that minute. We continue. There just a little reference in Tosfos here. The main sugya of this Tosfos is on Daf later on. We'll get to on Daf Membeis, but Tosfos here refers to the issue of Irui, the issue of pouring. What status does pouring have? Tosfos here discusses that in this Tosfos Kol, the different dayas. We'll get to that Be'ez Hashem on Men Beis and Mabeis, where Tosfos has a larger discussion of the three opinions of the Rishonim. What do we call Irui Kli Rishon? If you turn on, open up your urn is a Kli Rishon. If I open my urn and go, that goes into my cup, that's not Kli Rishon. That's not klisheni. That's called irui kli rishon. You're pouring from a kli rishon. What if I have a tea bag in my cup and the water is going directly from the kli rishon that was on the fire onto the tea bag? So that's called irui kli rishon. So what are we paskin about that? Is that like kli rishon? Is that like klisheni? We don't even know these terms yet. That's tomorrow's daf. But Be'ez Hashem, Tosfos here already lays the groundwork for what we're going to discuss Be'ez Hashem in a couple of days. Okay, let us though continue now. Because that's not today's discussion. V'loyaf gana besudarin. One is not allowed to cut up, like the open up the egg, and we said put it onto the towel that was heated by the sun. So says the Gemara, v'hod itznan, that which we learn later on. The Mishnah also later on. Nos nintav shilotoch habor. I'm allowed to put a pot of food into a pit. Bishul she'e shamor. Let's say the pit is filled with let's say the pit is either guarded or it's filled with water, cool water, or clean water. I'm allowed to put food in there in order to watch over. Okay, they didn't have refrigerators in those days. What do you do with your food? So you can put it in there. The Gemara there talks about what the chiddush is of the, each of these lines. Vesatzonin bechama b'shvil sheyechamu. And it also says you can put cold water, vesatzonin bechama, into the sun, b'shvil sheyechamu, so that the water warms up. So the Mishnah there says that you're allowed to put water into the sun in order to get warm. So, Lema, Rabbi Yossi, Velo, Rabbanan, is that Mishnah only Rabbi Yossi's opinion? Not the Rabbanan's opinion? The Gemara there doesn't limit it, but if you put, try to put that Mishnah with our Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi's the one that matches having to do with the sun. So is that Mishnah only like the Rabbi Yossi's? The Gemara says no. Amar Rav Nachman, Bechama, Tukuliyama, Lo Pligi, Deshari. In cooking in the sun on Shabbos is Mutter. Mutter, according to everybody, cooking in the sun. Meaning, let's say, Baruch Hashem, it's raining now in Eretz Yisrael. So let's say it was raining on Shabbos, and my jacket gets wet. I'm allowed to put my jacket in the backyard on a chair so that it heats in the sun. It's mutter. That's cooking in the sun. Right? I'm not allowed to put my jacket onto a radiator. Right? Because that would be cooking it, that's told us, or. But I could put it in the sun, that's mutter. But told us, and on the other side, something that was heated by fire, everybody agrees is usser. Could be usser d'oraisa. Ki pligi betold us achama. The machlokas is by told us chama. Cooking in the sun is mutter. Cooking in the fire is usser. Cooking in something heated by the fire is usser. What about cooking in something heated by the sun? That's the question. Are we gozer? Told us shemesh? Atu told us or. Mar Savar Gazrina told us Achama, Atu told us or. Umar Savar Lo Gazrina. And that is what we hold. And we hold Lechumra. We hold that cooking in something heated by the sun is Aser Dirabanan. We hold that in the Shulchan Aruch. Why is it mutter to cook in the sun on Shabbos? Why is that mutter? Told us Shemesh, you might get confused, but told us or. Fine. Why is it mutter to cook in the sun? Says Rashi. Much discussed Rashi. On the fourth skinny line, Deshari de ein derech bishulo bakach. This is not the normal way of cooking, and you're not going to get mixed up with the sun and the fire. It's not the normal way of cooking. What does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean that conceptually the malacha of bishul is not defined as cooking in the sun? Is that what Rashi means? Conceptual. Rashi's like a conceptual note. And therefore, even if it becomes very common to cook in the sun, it's not going to change. It's never going to become a malach on Shabbos. Or is Rashi say no? Ain't there because nobody does it. But if people start doing it, then maybe it's going to become normal. We're going to have a Mishnah later on. People don't, if you chotzah on Shabbos, it's only daraisa if you carry it in your arm or on your head or on your this, because that's what everybody does. But if you carry it like in your elbow, it's not normal. What if the whole world starts carrying things in their elbows? So is that going to change the halacha of hotzah? Or no? But conceptually, the malacha of hotzah has already been defined. So that is a major discussion in the post-kim. Rebbe Elchanan discusses this in the beginning of, not the beginning, toward, in Maseches Ksubos, in Os Reish Beis, he discusses there that he thinks that this is something conceptual, that this is when you do it in this way, that this is not defined as the malacha, and therefore it's not only in Hilchos Shabbos. He says, what about for basa b'chalav? If you cook basa b'chalav in the sun, Rabbi Chanan says that's not daraisa, because that's not called bishul for basa b'chalav, for bishul carbon pesach. Where there's an issa daraisa of cooking the carbon pesach, right? After you have to roast it, you can't cook it. So this halach, this is the definition of bishul, which goes across the lines of all halachic categories. That is the kovet shiurim, itzim and reish beis. Where does this come up? Lamaisa, and this is Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe and Achuva discusses chelik gimel simin nun. Here it is, simin nun beis. This bishul bachama. It's important to know what year this was written in. 1971. Tufshin Laman Aleph. Ramosha discusses. What about cooking in microwaves? Microwaves. Cooking in microwaves. Let's say I have to cook for a chole on Shabbos anyway. Is it better to cook in a microwave than to cook in on a fire? Is there any difference? Is there any difference? That's the Shiloh that was asked for Ramosha. Or you just wanted to know about Bishul Bachama. So we know. Microwaves might have different halachas for other types of bishul, like bishul akum. There are a number of poskim that say there's no bishul akum by a microwave because there's no fire there. There's no fire. The food cooks by itself. It's more similar to bishul bachama. So it's not actually the son, but Bishlam Chama says Rav Moshe that the Yim Kain. So he's more notel lechumra based on this Rashi. He says Ve'ena Kavana de'in derech Bishlam Bakach kahada ose malacha kelachar yado against Rav Elchanan. Moshe is not so convinced that cooking in the microwave is only going to be usher durabanan on Shabbos. He's not so convinced. He says, if this ever becomes common in the world. And then he tells the future, he's a Navi, Vim Kain, Bahamikar Vave, oven, Shetov Lavasho Bo Kamo Be'esh Mamish, that is cooking just like that. It's amazing. People use microwaves more than they use the oven. The only reason people don't all have them yet, So, Rav Moshe predicts that everybody's going to have a microwave in their house right here in 1971. But either way, Rav Moshe is not so convinced that that is going to be Durabana. But that is number one. The other issue to discuss is Dude Shemesh, right? Dude Shemesh is. So, that is a big shaila. Is that Bishul Bachama or is that Bishul Betoldas Chama? Right, this already... decades ago, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, when they first, by the 1940s, 1950s, when the Yishuv started becoming more and more populated, this was the Shaila. Is this Chama or is this Bishul B'Chama? So many poskim, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank and others, felt, there's a beautiful discussion of this in the Ma'oris Hadaf. He has the whole Mitzias. What happens? Water goes in. The top of the tank is hot. The cold water goes into the bottom. It goes out from the top. So there are a number of issues. There's issues. It's heated from the solar panel, number one. But not only the solar panel. The cold water goes into the boiling hot water. That's for sure, Lachora. Isn't that Toldos Shemesh? Even if you want to say the first water that's cooking is Shemesh, but the cold water that's brought in every time you use the hot water, isn't that Toldos Shemesh? So a number of poskim say, Rav Yashav and others assume that the whole thing was Toldos Chama. And therefore the whole thing is at least Asa Derabanan. Rav Yashav felt that way. Rav Shlomo Zalman was not as convinced, but Rav Shlomo Zalman thought you couldn't use that for a different reason. Because what happens? What happens a lot of times when It's a cloudy day. We flick the switch, and it heats electrically. So all of a sudden, it becomes Toldos Or, not Toldos Shemesh. The same contraption. So Shlomo Zalman said, even if it's Toldos Shemesh, if Chazal were already worried about Toldos Shemesh versus Toldos Or, even if you want to say it's Shemesh when the electricity is not on, but it's so confusing that, oh, in the summer I could use it, and in the winter I can't use it. Here it's with this electricity. It's the same thing, the same contraption. So Shlomo Zalman felt that would be the problem. The concern is all the more relevant to solar boilers. The very same boilers that are heated by the sun in the summer are heated by electricity in the winter. Where people use these boilers, it will be a problem. Either way, so many, I'm not saying at all, but many poskim say that just using these solar heaters, either it's Toldos Shemesh itself, and therefore it's also Derabanan, and even if not, because the same thing is used when you flick the switch, you put the dud on, so that's for sure Asur. That's Toldos Or. So therefore, you know, it'd be too confusing, and that's why it would be a problem Derabanan. Okay, but it's a big discussion, and one asked their local rav about it. Good. Vaita, we continue. Two dots. Lo yitz minena b'chol. Again, these are a jam-packed dafim. What can I do? Lo yitz minena b'chol. So the Mishnah said, you can't put it in sand or dirt. We already noted. First the Mishnah said, putting it on a handkerchief that was heated by the sun is a machlokas tanoim. The next line, stick it in sand, Rav Yossi is silent. V'lif l'gnami Rav Yossi b'ha. Well, does Rav Yossi ask matir here too? This is also Toldos Shemesh. Says the Gemara, no. For one of two reasons, Rav Yossi would aser here. Even though he allows Toldos Shemesh, he would aser here. Why? Rabba Amar, Gezeira Shemayatman Beremetz. If you are allowed to stick the egg into the sand, you might come to stick the egg into hot ash. Hot ash, which is Toldos Or, which be aser. So it's Gezeira. You might come to do that. Rav Yossi Amar Bebeshe mazes Afar Mimkomo. Because you are moving the dirt from its spot. Question in the Girsa here. Bebeshe mazes, That's what we have. Rabbeinu Tam has, I'm sorry, Rashi has Shemet Yuzes. Yuzes, not mazes. What's the difference? Rashi here says the issue is Choresh. You might come to dig. You might come to make a hole. That's why it's Shemet Yuzes. Tosa says mazes. No, it's an issue of Muksa. Issue of Muksa. You're putting the egg in, you're moving the dirt. The dirt is Muksa Machmas Gufo. So you're moving the dirt. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what are we worried about? The Ritva explains why didn't Rashi just say like Tosfos? Sounds pretty pashut. Right? You're moving the dirt. The answer is because Rashi assumes, says the Ritva, if I put the dirt in without touching the earth, if I put the egg in without touching the earth, it just moves by my movement of the egg, that's called tiltum anatsad. That's not direct movement, and that might not be usur. In this case. So that's why Machlokas Rashi does is exactly what is the chashir. My benayo, what's the nafkamina between them? If you have loose earth, if you have loose earth, so then you're not worried about, you are worried about yatman beremes, but you're not worried about mezes offer mimkomo, like according to Rashi, because it's all loose. You're not going to dig anything. Mesvei, so let's try to see who's right within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Magalgalin Beitza al Gabi Gagro Seach. You're allowed to put an egg on a hot roof, but you're not allowed to put an egg on sidroseach, which is hot lime, which was heated by fire. So the second half have told us or. The first half of the line, Rosh Gamliel, has told us shemes pashtus, is on your roof. And we assume this is the sheet of Rabbi Yossi, because he matters in the Reisha. So, Bishlam Olam Adam, Gzeir Shiyamin Beremetz, according to the first opinion that the Gzeir, Rabbi Yossi would asir if the issue is Yamin Beremetz, Olech Lemigzer, that's why it's Mutter on the roof. Pashas, there's no dirt on the roof. Olam Adam, Mibresha Mazes Afar Mimkomo, Ligzar, but if it's Mazes Afar, so shouldn't you be Gozer in that case? Shouldn't you be Gozer? Sister the Gemara, no. Stamkag, yes, lay Afar. Let's be Afar. No, there's no dirt on the roof. No dirt on the roofs, then there's no reason to be gozer according to either opinion. Period. Tashma, now let's try to prove it from our Mishnah. Maisa sha'asu anshi tveria. Veheviyu silo shel tzonu. Tochama shel chamin v'chulu. Our Mishnah's case. And the pashtus is, again, Rabbi Yossi does not argue in that case. The Ritva points out, whenever a story is brought in the Mishnah, it usually proves the prior shita. That's why usually a story is brought. So the Ritva here says, pashtus is proving the previous line, which was, even Rabbi Yossi agreed to the previous line. So, does Rabbi Yossi agree to the story case? Rabbi Yossi allows, remember, Tolda Shemesh. So, Bishlam Olam Adam, Gzeira Shem Yabnin Beremetz. So, according to the Mandamar that says, you're not allowed to put the egg in the sand because you might come to put it into hot coals. Haina, the Damya Latmana. So, that's why the Damya Lehatmana, because it's similar to Hatmana, it's insulating, it's totally surrounded. So, Rabbi Yossi would agree in this case that it's Usur too. Because the pipe is totally surrounded by the water that is going through, it's similar enough that the Rabbi Yossi would agree in that story and be gozer. But if the issue, the only time Rabbi Yossi asers is when it becomes to a muksa issue or a digging issue, so Michael Amemar. So why is it usser? Why would he agree it's usser in the story? We're assuming that Rabbi Yossi would agree there. So our answers were wrong. How do you know that Maisitzferi is going on the second part of the Mishnah where Rabbi Yossi agrees? A Reisha Koi is going on the Reisha, meaning, and Rabbi Yossi wouldn't hold of it. Lo Yafgana Bisudarin, Rabbi Yossi Matir, Vahaki Karmeli Rabbanon Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Rabbanon bring this against Rabbi Yossi. Ha Maisadashi Tveria that told us Chamahuva Asilu Rabbanon. Rather, Rabbanon Asr that, so Rabbi Yossi, doesn't that prove you wrong? Because this is told us Shemesh, and you see the Rabbanon Asr in Tveria. And Amalahu, Hahu told us Orhu. No. Anchi Tveria, that's looked at, told of fire. The Chalfi Apischa de Gehenim. Wow. Right? Because the hot springs, you know, they're heated by that fire outside of Gehenim. Right? So what does that mean? Right? Gehenim, we the Gemara in Masechta Sukkah talks about it's Gei Ben Hinnom, the Pesach is somewhere near in Yerushalayim. Different stories and Gemaras and Chazals about Gehenim and Gan Eden. But a lot of the story, almost all the sources say, somewhere in Olam Hazeh. Somewhere in Olam, Gan Eden and Gehenim are somewhere in Olam Hazeh. That's what Rishonim say, the Ramban writes that, Rabbeinu Bachai. But here, Chalfi HaPischa de Gehenim. Basically, the fires inside the earth are heating it. So there's no machlokas in Metzias here. There's a machlokas, how you view it. How do you view that if it's not a normal fire that we make? You know, the sun is also a ball of fire. Right, so it's saying, oh, told us Shemesh is different. That's also fire. So it's like, what kind of fire? There's man-made fire and God-made fire. If you have a God-made fire inside the earth, so is that called Shemesh or is that called Or? That's basically what the Gemara is talking about here. Okay, Amar Rav Chisda. Mimaisa shalso Anshi Tveria, from the story of the Anshi Tveria, va'asri luhu Rabbanon. The fact that the Rabbanon did not allow them to do this, have this pipeline, batzla hatzmana bedavar hamosif hevel. It must be that you're never allowed to insulate something that's in a situation where the item is getting even hotter. Remember, we spoke about the end of the first paragraph, the two types of hatmana, insulation to keep the heat, or insulation to make it hotter. That's mosif hevel. V'afil mi bod yom. It must be, says Rebbe Rav Chisda, that from this story you see all hatmana, all insulation is aser, even on Erev Shabbos. Tosas discusses, what's the chiddush of Rav Chisda? It's a mishnah. It's the first mishnah in the next parak, Daf Mem Zayin. We know that already. We already referred to it earlier. You're not allowed to have something totally insulated. We'll have to talk about the definition of what insulated means, even before Shabbos, if it's a davar hamosif hevel. So what's the chiddush? Tosas gives three answers. Maybe you would have thought it's only aser beinash rashas, but earlier it would be mutter, right? Or maybe you would have thought it's only Rav Shmuel Marvardin says you might have thought that you can't do it, but you're still allowed to eat it after it's done. So you see from the Anshi Tveria story that it's even usher to eat even after they did it, right? Or Rabiona, another Bali Tosis, maybe even, you can't even put a Kedera Chaisa in it, like we had the heter of putting something raw in for Shehia. Maybe that doesn't work by Hatmana. We'll talk about the Chumras of Hatmana as compared to Shehia. Hatmana applies even by something that's fully cooked, unlike Shehia and the others. Okay, either way, that is Rav Chisda, and the top Tosis, what's the Chiddush? Amar Ula, Halacha Ka Anshi Tveria, Ula! Surprisingly, says the rabbis were wrong. The Anshi Tveria people were right. They were allowed to do it. The Ramban here discusses, what's Ula's opinion? What do you mean? How doesn't he hold up the Isra of Hatmana? Okay, either way. Amar le Rav Nachman, kvar tavrinu Anshi Tveria l'silunayu. No, that's not correct. The Anshi Tveria already broke the pipeline, meaning they accepted what the rabbi said. And Ula, you're incorrect. Really, the Shita is against them. Weiter. Maisa shansu Anshi Tveria. May rechitza. So what did the Mishnah say? If it was like heated on Shabbos, then it's usur, like water that was heated on Shabbos, which is usur to drink, it's usur to use. So, my rechitza, what does it mean in the Mishnah that it is usur to wash or drink if water was heated on Shabbos? So, ilema rechitza is called gufo. Are we talking about, this water you can't wash your whole body with? What? So what do we medayik then from the Mishnah? If it was heated on Shabbos, you can't wash your body with it. Mashma, that if it would have been heated on Erev Shabbos, you could wash your whole body with it on Shabbos? You're allowed to take a bath on Shabbos? With water that was heated on Erev Shabbos? But Hatanya, that's not true. We learned in the Brisa, quoted Tamara also, Chamin Shehuchmu Me Erev Shabbos, water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, L'machar, Rochets Bahen Panav Yadav Araglam of a local Gufo. There's an Isser Durabanan to take a hot bath on Shabbos, even with water that was heated before Shabbos. So that can't be what the Mishnah means. So Ella, what must the Mishnah mean when the Mishnah says, if it was heated on Shabbos, that's when it's Aser, Panav Yadav Araglam. Must be talking about you can't wash your face, hands, and feet with water that was heated on Shabbos. And that's a good diyuk, that if the water was heated before Shabbos, that would be mutter. So that works out fine until you get to the next line of the Mishnah. Eima seifa biyantif kacham shochmo biyantif. And if this occurred on yantif, then we would have to treat it like hot water that was heated on yantif, viasurin berachitza umutarin b'shtiyah, which are usher to wash with and the mutter to drink with. So lema tnan stomach of Shammai, as we said, is this Mishnah going like Beishamai Shita Tnan? Beishamai in the Mishnah in Meseches Beitza, Beishamai Omrim, Lo Yecham Adam Chamin Laraglov, Elim Kin Ruin Lishtia. A person is allowed to heat water on Yantif, unless it's Roi Lishtia, or others say it means if you did it for Shtia. Not only Ruin Lishtia, but you did it, Rashi says on the third line, for drinking. Right? Beishamai does not hold to the principle of Mitoch. Ubeisil Matir Meisil says no. As long as it's ra'ui to drink, so then you're allowed, as long as you're doing it for some tzarech of yantif. So is our Mishnah going like Beishamai, right? That says that would aser for drinking purposes on yantif, for washing purposes. So Amar Avika Bar Chananya, no. Lihishtatif when kol gufo askinan. Our Mishnah is talking about showering, getting washed with it. Lihishtatif, not bathing, showering. V'haytanu, and there is an opinion out there that says it's mutter with water that was heated before Shabbos, and only also with water that was heated on Shabbos, and that's what our mission is going like. Titania, the Brisa quotes three different opinions about this. Lo yishtatif adam kol gufo bein becham and bein mitzonin. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, and we'll see, that's what we generally hold the mice up, person can't take a shower on Shabbos, either in hot water or in cold water. Kol gufo. Rabbi Shimon matir. Rabbi Shimon is matir. And that's what our Mishnah's like. Our Mishnah's like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda omer, bechamin asur, bitzonin mutter. Rabbi Yehuda says bechamin is asur, and bitzonin is mutter. Why chamin? Because we're worried. If people use chamin, then they're going to come to say that it was heated up before Shabbos, even though it was heated up on Shabbos. But bitzonin is mutter. Amar of chizda, machlokes. Let's just finish up and then we'll talk about it a little bit. Machlokes bekli. This whole machlokes is only water in a kli, where people might have thought that in the kli it was heated up. People could say it was heated before Shabbos when it was really heated on Shabbos. Avo bekarka. But if it's hot springs that you have no control over, so they're called mutter. Everybody would say that's mutter because there's no chash that it would have been heated before. It would have been heated on Shabbos. Ivo masa that maisa anshe tverya bekarka avivasu l'rabanan. Wasn't that bekarka? Anshi Tveria, so why they answer? Sela yitmar hachi yitmar, machlokes bekarka. The machlokes is bekarka. Even in karka, some say asur. Aval bekli, debri akol asur. But bekli, everybody agrees that it is asur. Period, stop there, because then comes another stage. Let's just talk about the halacha lemaisa for a minute. The Shulchan Aruch quotes in Simen Shin Chav Vav. Simen Shin Chav Vav. The Shulchan Aruch says, asur lirchotz kol gufo. Afilo kol aver of aver levad. You're not allowed to wash your entire body on Shabbos, even limb by limb. Afilu b'mayim shorachmu me'erev Shabbos. Even with water that was heated before Shabbos. Bein im heim b'kli, bein im heim b'karka. Doesn't matter. Afilu lishpoch ha'mayim agufo, ule hishtatef aser. Even throwing the water on me, what we call showering, instead of bathing. Taking a bath or a shower, kol gufo on Shabbos, is aser d'rabanan. Aval mutter lirchos b'hem panav, Yada Viraglov Oshari Varim Kol Shein Erochi is Kol Gufo. Right? If you don't use Kol Gufo, so if you don't do Kol Gufo, then it's, you're allowed to wash your arms, allowed to wash your face. That is okay, as long as it wasn't water that was heated on Shabbos. So that is the Shulchan Aruch about Chamin. About Chamin. What about Tsonein? So that's the Shulchan Aruch later on. The Shulchan Aruch later on sounds like it's mutter. Harochi, it's benahar. If somebody washes in a river, this is shidchav of zayin. You have to make sure you dry yourself well so you don't carry any of the water droplets when you walk in a place without an eruv. Doesn't sound like there's anything improper with being in the river in the first place. Mishnah Brura, kasvu aposkim, denahagu, shlolirchotz klal, benahar o bemikvah, dematzi lavo ledeschita seyar, vod kama ta'amim ayin bemagin avram. The minog is not to shower or bathe on Shabbos at all, even in cold. Exception to the rule, what about mikvah? What about tzorach mitzvah? So the poskim say, if somebody goes to the mikvah every day, or let's say somebody goes to the mikvah every Shabbos even, here some poskim are more against it, but there are yishmakam lahakel, if it's tzorach mitzvah. If you do it every Arab Shabbos, every Shabbos, whatever you go, what, all of a sudden somebody wakes up Shabbos morning, I want to go to the mikvah today. They haven't gone to the mikvah since Erev Rosh Hashanah. So, probably not appropriate, because you never go. Again, there will be posts that say, oh, it's mutl, sorach mitzvah, but that's a minhag. Again, what about women? Women going to the mikvah Friday night, obviously, that's sorach mitzvah. Big discussion in the postkim. The Karben Asana already notes, 500 years ago. What about chamin already? Isn't that's mikra adin? The only issue about bathing oneself in the world of minhag, that's in cold. In hot, that's mefor shulchan aruch. It's also drabanan. So the poskim still, all the poskim, pachad, you know, figure out svaris why women who have to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, they could go even in at least warm. The Noda Behuda says he's more comfortable with warm, not boiling hot. But other poskim say maybe the Karben Asana says this whole women going to the mikvah was never included in the gzeira. Right, the when there's a chi of mitzvah to go on Shabbos, and that's bisman, so then that was never nechlal in the original gzeira. So there's definitely makom al hakel, even if it's just as hot as usual. Again, different minhagim of the mikvahs. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, this was all, by the way, Shabbos. Yontif is a totally different issue in terms of bathing or showering on Yontif. But anyway, what we spoke about today was Shabbos and Yontif. We'll talk more about it tomorrow.